Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. This podcast comes out 3 days a week, and it is available on your favorite podcasting app, whether that's Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever podcasting app you use, you should be able to find this podcast on it. When you do, please do me a favor, just leave me a rating and a review. That is the best way that we can continue to grow this show. Now, I want to start off with a little bit of a story, and today's episode kind of reminds me of a story a trader told me a long, long, long time ago during a mastermind meeting out in Kansas City. And the trader was a successful trader, and he was kind of explaining how he got started. And like many other traders, he spent a lot of time kind of, you know, dabbling around the internet, learning a little bit from this YouTube video, maybe buying a $19.99 course, maybe some book reading. And he was stuck in that boomer buster category that Mark Douglas often talks about, where he wasn't really doing anything right or consistent, but he wasn't really losing enough money to call it quits, but not really making enough consistently either to, you know, really see any benefits from his labor. And it was a typical day at work, and, you know, he's trading on the computer while he's at work, and he's getting ready to leave, and he, you know, takes a look at his position, and it's, you know, it's hovering around that stop loss level. And like most of us, we're like, oh, whatever, another trade is going to be stopped out. This is dumb. This is stupid. So he goes home intending to be stopped out of that trade, only to realize that when he gets to his house, he notices he has a bunch of messages from his broker. And his broker is calling him like over and over again, leaving him messages telling him, hey, dude, something happened in the market. The currency pair that you were in, or the trade that you were in, has reversed and you're up like $1 million. I can't get you out of the trade by myself. I need your permission. You need to go home right now and exit the trade and take all of the money that you've earned. And he was like, what the heck? I thought it was going to be a loser. So he told me, he goes to the door, he's got a beautiful wife and kids, they're at the door to greet him, and he like pushes them out the way, runs upstairs to his computer, logs on, cancels the trade, and makes a massive amount of money. Boom. He's made it as a trader, right? Well, not so fast. The unfortunate reality is that this happens to many people, right? Many people spend a lot of time losing and losing, losing in the market, and they get lucky with one good trade, and all of a sudden their ego gets bigger and they think they're good. Yeah, I got this, right? I was that as well. I traded by luck the non-farm payrolls one time, and I was on the right side of the move. I made like a couple hundred pips, and I said, man, I'm going to make a living trading, just trading one day a month on non-farms. I'll just be on the right side every time. See how that worked out, right? But instead of having that mindset, the smartest thing this trader did was say, man, I got lucky. And I admit I got lucky. And I made all this profit. What I'm going to do with that profit is I'm going to reinvest it in myself by reinvesting it in some trading education. And I'm going to learn how to do things the right way. And I was reminded of this story because in today's podcast, I'm going to share with you an accountability session by one of the traders on our platform. And if you guys are new to the podcast, these accountability sessions are sessions where we bring in our traders. It's a chance to kind of hear their story, kind of see where their struggles are at, and really a chance for them to kind of outline their goals for becoming a consistently profitable trader. And from their stance, it's also an introduction. It's a chance for people on the platform to know more about you, right? This community is a little bit different than a typical trading forum where you're just an avatar and a fake name, right? These are real people and there are real feelings. And these people take those relationships outside of trading, right? By the time you're hearing this podcast, there's probably been another meetup where these guys are actually meeting live in person. They try to do it once a month at least and really connect with each other. So it's a chance for a trader to introduce themselves, but it's also a chance for the community to know, hey, this is that trader's goal. I'm going to help hold them accountable. And in this session, I share with you a story from a trader I know personally, Dion, who is a boxer, right? I said I'd go in the gym with him next time I'm over in London. And he got into trading for the same reasons that most of us did. He wanted to make money really, really quick. I think that's usually how most of us get started. And he did. And as soon as he got into trading, he made money right away. But then he lost it all in a news event. So that emotional swing high to swing low. But guess what? It wasn't over. He doubled down, revenge traded, and made it all back, took those profits, and took a trip to Cuba. Right? I know that's not how the stories are supposed to go. You're supposed to double down and blow your account and really get taught a hard lesson, but it actually worked out in his trader's favor. Fortunately enough, he was real with himself. He was honest and said, you know what? I got lucky. I understand I got lucky. I'm intrigued by what trading can bring me. I like the fact that I just made all this profit and allowed me to not only create some passive income, but it allowed me to fund a trip, right? I like that, but if I want to do this consistently, I need to do it the right way. So what he did was, you know, he saw the potential that trading had. He wanted to do it the right way. And because of that, him and his missus actually invested in education and they're going through the process right now of learning how to trade so that this, you know, these Cuba trips aren't just because of luck. They're due to hard work. And I don't know about you guys, but it's always a little bit sweeter when you earn it. So check it out. Let me know what you think by leaving me a comment underneath this video if you're watching it on YouTube, or you can hit me up on social media on YouTube as well, or on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And I hope you guys enjoy.
How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Good, good. I'm good, Dion. Thanks. Thanks for coming on. I know we've met a few times now. You're like loyal follower of Tier 1, a loyal community member. You've been to the live events and we've had various discussions. We had a good chat at the last event, which inspired one of my newsletters. So thank you for that.
Wicked, mate.
Just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're up to aside from trading. Like, what's your background?
Yeah, cool. Well, just where I am now, basically, I'll just start with I grew up in London, currently living in Essex. Work as a supervisor in a company for Stansted, specialising in imports and exports. Other than that, I'm just still training 5 days a week and studying 5-6 times a week.
Excellent. When you say training, what sort of training?
Still back to boxing training.
Yeah. Okay. So you was a boxer, right?
Yeah. But that's, I mean, for me, that's something I could talk about forever.
Of course. I'm not going to go too deep into it. But just
another day. Yeah.
just no, don't mess with Dion.
Yeah, or Jason.
So Dion, you went into trading. Why? What was the lure? What was the attraction? Where did you hear about it?
I first heard about it in about 2015-16, and obviously I got in it to make money quick. But I found a guy on Instagram and ended up doing his mini course. And I say mini course because he only had about half the modules ready for us to do, and I completed them. And I was still watching him doing like the live trades and ended up opening my own live account.
Yep.
And somehow, I don't know how, but I put in only £1,000, but at the time it was enough money for me to put in. And ended up making another £1,000 on top of it in about nearly 2 months, I would say.
Okay, so you had beginner's luck?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I had even more luck than that going down the line because I ran into FOMC. And it's crazy, but news was due out, but at the same time I had to pick Emma up from work, and I went to pick her up, and as we was on the way back we stopped off, and at that time news was supposed to come out, and I checked my app on MT4 and I see the market just dropped in the opposite direction of me. And I just, yeah, that was, yeah, absolutely, that hurt me, because the 1,000 I made, I ended up losing. But
you didn't know what you was doing, right?
No, I didn't. And I didn't know what I was doing after, because what I did after that was I ended up trading again on the same pair, and I went...
So you was revenge trading. You was revenge.
Yeah. I went in about 2-3 times the size lot that I did initially start with, and ended up making my 1,000 back plus like another like 500-700 quid. So I thought I was the man again. Do you know what I mean? After that, I'd say another month, I probably earned about another £1,000, obviously in between losses as well. But I ended up taking 3,000 out, booked a trip to Cuba, and then lost the other £1,000. Yeah, that was that.
All right, jokes aside, right? You was not trading, you was just gambling, right?
No, I was gambling, yeah.
You was having a bit of fun.
I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah.
The fact that you lost £1,000, then you doubled down and, you know, tripled your account size, or tripled your position size, then sort of revenge traded. It's all very, very similar symptoms of anyone that goes into it in a gambling mentality.
100%.
So you cashed out, and luckily for you, you cashed out positive. And you had a little trip to Cuba, but what happened after that? You know,
I just stopped trading, and then I picked it up last year again in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I went to another platform. I knew there was potential in trading just because of the money that I made. I didn't know whether I could make that again, but I wanted to. I knew that much.
Yeah.
But I picked it up on another platform, and there was more selling the platform itself, so the more people you bought in, the more money you got out.
Oh god,
of them, if that makes sense. But obviously, you know better than anyone that system's broke, but I didn't like that, so I was still looking for somebody else that could actually teach me the education that I was looking for.
That's
when I found you guys.
Excellent. Where did you find tier one?
I found them through you. I found you on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I watched that. I believe it was called The Only Video You'll Ever Need to Watch on Forex.
Oh, popular video. I chose wisely with that title. I think it's had like 300,000 hits one. So
yeah, when I watched it, I knew you was a solid guy. So I thought, yeah, let me do a little bit of investigation on you.
Yep.
And all the feedback I got was positive. So yeah, I ended up doing that. Well, I messaged you on Instagram.
Yes.
And you was pretty cool. Ended up doing the $1 trial and signed up within a week. And yeah, here I am now.
Excellent. And you're learning with your missus as well, aren't you?
Yeah, Emma. She's not got as much time on her hands at the minute as she would like to have.
Yeah.
Because she's a full-time mum.
Yeah.
But we're trying to work out a routine where she can at least get like 2 hours a day studying, which would help her progress.
And you're both avid supporters, aren't you? You both come to the events. It's great. Yeah. How have you found the community?
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Obviously, first of all, I met everybody at the Christmas ball.
Yes. Yeah.
that was a crazy turnout. But I must admit, I was nervous when I first met you. Everybody else. I think I was shaking a little bit. And that's not even like me, but I was a bit nervous. I'm not sure why. I didn't know what it was. Just not sure whether I was getting into another scam or not. But yeah, you know, time told it. It was completely opposite of that, you know?
Yeah. Good stuff. So we've obviously had some deep conversations about trading and approach, because we've actually had the chance to get together and have a beer and what have you. So
I had a juice, to be fair.
No, you had juice to be fair. Yeah. but just for people listening, you know, how have you approached trading now into tier one? How have you sort of set about your education?
Yeah. Okay, cool. So first of all, because when I left the other platform, I wasn't getting the education I was looking for. But when I joined you guys, I knew it was what I wanted to be involved with.
Right.
And straight away, I got straight through that cornerstone, and I just went from there on to the next, on to the next, on to the next.
Yep.
But I don't think it was because I was still life trading last year, Jason, and ended up losing a couple of thousand.
Right.
So I don't think it was that rushed me that I wanted to be live trading, because I was already had an account open. I think I was just addicted to the information that I was learning, and I got through it like way too quick, and I ended up watching
who
if that makes sense I ended up watching everything
oh yeah yeah
instead of like picking out what suits me and just mastering that.
Yeah.
And I spoke to who George it was.
George is a legend.
Christmas ball. Yeah, he is. And to be fair, when I met him, I didn't have that mentality as if I did rush through it. I was like, no, I haven't rushed through it.
Yep.
So he was telling me one thing and I was thinking another. And I was in my head, I was thinking, like, who's this guy?
It's so common, honestly. It's so common for people to the senior traders to say you're rushing, and the new guy to go sort of get annoyed or think that they're just being annoying, but their intentions. Yeah. And then later on down the line, you start preaching that to people.
100%, 100%. But no, he was right at the end of the day. So from December till now, I've just literally been going through the foundation course and trend continuation, because that's what I wanted to do. I've not got into anything else because I'm not going to use it now. I just want to focus on trend continuation and master that. And I've, you know, been through foundation course multiple times, and yeah, that's just where I am now.
Excellent. Okay, so what's the long term plan then? You're still hungry for I mean, you're hungry for business and everything, aren't you?
Oh, 100%, yeah, 100%. But I think it goes deeper than that for me. Like, more than anything, I want to help other people.
Yep.
That would be, you know, like, really long-term plan. Just, I guess, like, especially, like a lot of the youth that come from the same sort of community that I came from, I like to show them that there's other ways out.
Definitely, yeah.
So that would be a good long-term goal for me, and obviously becoming a professional trader.
Yeah. So you'd like to use it for education, into similar to what I'm doing with the whole always free thing and my book and all.
Yeah.
It's basically looking back at your life and thinking, well, I didn't really need to, you know, I could have done a bit better. I'm almost a little bit behind.
If I had a little bit of guidance, I believe I would have done a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about pulling the ones up underneath and going, look, if you listen to this, you'll do well. Excellent. I love that. Definitely. I love that. So in terms of your actual education and trading, I know you're taking it very seriously. I see your Instagram posts, you're sort of noting down, you've got workbooks full of notes. What are you actually working on? When are you going to test anything, trade anything? Are you going live? Is there any dates, milestones?
Well, short term, I've not really put a date on anything, Jason, at the minute, because of the experience I had before.
Yep.
I just want to do it. I'm not going to take my time, but nor am I going to rush. I'm just going to make sure I feel good with everything that I do and know that I fully understand it. But right now I'm just going through CTS, and then after that we'll be developing a trading plan. That's like short-term goals for now. I don't want to look past that.
No good it sounds like you're really you know, you're going about it in the right way. You've got a good approach. You're learning more for a skill at this point, aren't you, to develop that skill?
Yes, definitely.
That's great.
I think we've got, obviously, the community and yourself to thank for that. That you've helped me a lot.
Oh, excellent. I mean, that's really good to hear. All right. So if you was going to, we'll sort of start wrapping things up. I'd like you to book another one in, just to sort of tell us how you're getting on in about, you know, six weeks or so. As we're wrapping up, if there's any advice that you'd give to anyone that was in your shoes, that's maybe just coming in for the trial and listening to this accountability session, what would you say?
I suppose just one thing, Jason, that would be understand the opportunity you've got and just grab it with both hands. It's that simple.
Excellent.
Other than that, I would say also, anybody who's doing accountability, I know for a lot of people, we get nervous. Like, even myself, I was a little bit nervous. Not like really nervous, because I'm not a nervous guy, but you can get nervous when you're speaking to yourself, knowing that other people are listening and, you know, thinking about it.
Yep.
When we met Steve on that Friday, remember Steve?
Steve Griffith? Lovely guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's wicked. He said to me, he said,
he's in
Dion,
it now.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Hello, Steve. He said to me, like, he likened it to when he was the best man at a wedding. He said, You're nervous about speaking, but at the end of the day, everybody there, they're for you. They want to hear you.
Yeah.
They want to, you know, basically push you on. So that's what helped me as well. So thanks to Steve for that.
Excellent. Yeah. And just to sort of tie that off, everyone in here has got the same goal. So it's not like you're putting yourself out there on a Facebook Live and you're going to get judged and bitched about. Yeah. This is literally, everyone wants to help in here. Everyone's got the same mission. So... Thanks for coming on, Dion. I hope you're glad that you did. And I know that once you, you know, once you've done this now, it's going to, something will happen inside your brain. It will just be like, yes, a rocket.
I want to do another one already, mate.
Good stuff. I'm ready. All right, Dion. Well, have a nice weekend, mate. Thanks for coming on. And I'll...